We're starting from the Mishnah and Daflam and Heyel Beis. Mishnah moves on to the discussion of aluf. Aluf is an onion, a type of an onion. We had this extensively in Bavli in many places. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about it there and other halakas. So aluf is an onion. The way it grows is it grows like all onions do under the ground. And it grows and it begins to grow in a shape of like a bulb. And then its leaves come and go break through the ground. And then it's picked when it's fully ripe and it's picked and taken out from underneath the ground. Now, both the bulb, the actual onion itself and the leaves are all roi l'achila. If it's cooked, it's prepared, it's could be used for it. So it's roi l'achila. You're allowed to eat it. Now the question is, halakas of shviyas are very complicated here, because these things stay in the ground for quite a long time. But you have to move the ground, the soil, to take them out and to put them back in. So when are you allowed to do that? When are you allowed to take it out? How are you allowed to take it out if it's the year of shviyas? And what's the halakha of putting them back in so that they'll grow in the following year after shviyas? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? That is what the Mishnah has a number of different halakhas here, a lengthy Mishnah. To discuss the different aspects of the halachas of luf. It's min betzelim is the lashon of the marifolda. That's a regilin litma baretz. That's what you do with it. You bury it in the ground. Is the process of how this thing grows and how you maintain it. Okay, so I think my Mishnah could discuss it. A person goes ahead and buries this onion, this luf, during shviyas, in order to be able to, again, you want it to preserve it, you want to keep it there, so it can begin to grow later, not during shviyas, but later than that. So what's the halacha? How are you allowed to do that? Maybe it looks like you're planting on shviyas. You have to do a few things to it in the way you process it. You're going to plant it in order to be able to bury it, to hide it, that it should look like to the observer that it's not, you're not planting, but you're storing it. What do? Mishnah says there are four things you do. Lifkos mipasayim, you can't bury less than two saw and a large amount, less than two saw. And then ad goyver shlosh tvachim, and you also bury it, you pile it up to at least three tvachim high. The tefach ofer agabav, you put a tefach of dirt on top of it. This is the three things that are mentioned that Tafin says, that Ramey says that you have to do. Says the Marfil to explain, because when you're putting that amount, it's mechse kazarei achiyat ben masayim mehem chafir akas lakol gofer shlosh tvachim. It shows that the normal way to do it is you spread it out and that it should go over a large piece of ground that it can grow much larger. But here you're piling it up and you're putting that amount in one spot. It shows that you're not doing it to plant, because it's not the right way to plant. You're doing it really to store until one day you'll be able to plant it after shviyas. Ella you go gofer tzibur shlosh tvachim. You can put the tufra on top of it. You put the dirt, a gova tefach on top. And again, the concept of that is because when you put it, doing the dirt on top of it, so then it shows that you're not, that it's not the normal way to do so. You wouldn't put the dirt on top of it to cover it over, a tefach thick. You would do a very thin layer of dirt because you want it to break through and you want it to grow. So why would you put such a thick layer, tefach of dirt on top? It shows, again, you're storing it, you're not doing it to plant. These are the three things that a person does to be able to put the luf in the ground, to hide the luf in the ground on the year of shviyas. And the chachamim say, and also the fourth thing, come and say, wait, so I'm sorry again. Let's read again. Mishnah says, because you can't do less than three tefachim to vagabov. Chachamim say a different, much more. You have to go. You can't do less than four kabit, and I go over tefach has to be at least a tefach. You don't have to have more than that. And you put again a tefach dirt on top of it again to show you that not a thin layer, but a tefach, which is again showing you that you're doing it to store it, not to do anything. On all this, the Rameyer agrees, Chum agreed to Rameyer. However, you also put it in a place, where people trample on it. When people stamp on it, it's obviously, clearly it shows Klai Yismach. You don't put something you want to grow and that should start growing, break the ground. You don't put someone to trample on it and step on it and ruin it. So you're putting it in a place where people stamp on it, where people can walk on it, Jesus Adam. People can walk on it. That shows that you're doing it clearly not for planting, but rather for what it called. Now again, this last thing that we say, the halacha, the chachamim, that you say you're putting it where people trample on it, so the chayra, Some say that that would be sufficient even if you do nothing else. In other words, the other, even if you don't fulfill the other conditions as far as a tefach, a dirt on top, and how high you pile it and how much you have to store at one point, you just put it in a place where you can trample on it. That should be sufficient enough to layismach that you're doing it for that purpose and nothing for nothing else. And that would be the way to do so. We pass not like a chum, not like a mayor. And these are the things one would do in order to be able to plant them on Shvias there to be able to benefit from later, because it clearly shows you're not using it during Shvias. Second halacha in the Mishnah. Halacha is Luf Shavar of Shvias. Halacha, we know that when you have something that went through Shvias, which means it went in from Shvias, it grew in the Shvias year till the eighth year, the halacha is, you can say it should be Aser. Now yet, the halacha, when we talk about the halacha of Aser, we introduce ourselves here to the halacha of Beer. The halacha of beer, of where you count the eighth year. So now you have to go ahead and you have to remove it. So therefore, you have to go, if you have it in your house, anything that's left over, you have to remove. You have to destroy. It's a lesson of destroying. So the halacha is that you have to be able to destroy it. Anything that's in your house, you have to take it out to destroy it. And it's also for everybody to partake from. And the question is, what is permitted, what is not permitted? So if you have this halacha of this luf, this onion, this min onion, so now it went, it's something that survives the whole year because it grows through the winter. And now the question is, if it can survive the whole winter, so the question is there mechuyev to go ahead? What do you do with stuff now that you came? It's the eighth year. Some grew before Shvias, some grew after Shvias. So what's the halacha? What are you allowed to do? Do you have to destroy some of it or not? So lof shavla Shvias, lof that it came that grew into the Shvias, which means partly grew on Shvias, which means now that the halacha came and be, you have to destroy things. What would be the halacha? What do you have to destroy or not? If the poor people picked the leaves during Shvias year, which means it's hefker, then they took it already. So therefore, whatever they took. So therefore, you don't have to do any beer on that because there's no, whatever, everything else that was Shvias, you already grew, was taken out already. So whatever's left now is after Shvias. And if they wasn't picked, if the aniyim didn't come and take it in the Shvias year, and now what grew now could be part of the eighth year, make a cheshbon with the aniyim, make a cheshbon with those who goes to collect, if they could have gone collect, how much they would collect, how much they would get, and that, what they have to go, what they're entitled to get, you would have to give them, and the rest is the chayiv beer. The rest you'd have to give beer. Nobody's saying, basically, they're only allowed to take what's left, what they would have been able to take in the seventh year. But if it's not in the seventh year, then the rest of it's lechari beer, and you can't destroy it. You're not allowed to, and then you have to give it, you can give it to the aniyim to have. You're not allowed to have any benefit from it. You give it to the aniyim. So therefore, it's a halacha of beer applies in such a situation. And Yeshua says, if the aniyim picked the leaves already, they did it, and therefore the rest of it would be considered the eighth year, would not be a problem. However, they can't make any cheshbon with them. The owner is allowed to keep everything for himself. You don't have to make a cheshbon. It's too late. Aniyim didn't take what their share was during the Shvias. Therefore, we don't know what it is. Therefore, we can assume it all belongs to the owners. And if there's no chiyuv beer on the balance of it. It says the Rabbi Fulda to explain. They're allowed to eat it after beer. There is no restriction. There's no any of the aniyim themselves. Even anybody can go ahead. It's mutter after aniyim. If you didn't take it before, when you could have taken it, because it was hefker, you didn't take it, then whatever's left is mutter to the aniyim or to the ashirim. There's no din of beer on the rest, on the rest of it. That is the halakha of Yehoshua. Mishnah is going to continue. We're obviously going to go back to this halakha when we get to the Gemara. The second halakha. The third halakha in the Mishnah is, what's the halakha where you have things that grew together? So when you have it, the way things grew together, and you have to dig it up. So what are you allowed to do on Shvias? Lof shalav Shvias, halakha Shvias. You had luf that was prepared the sixth year, now it was on Shvias. Now you want to dig it up. Or you have kitzonim. You have onions that are kitzonim onions. Onions that are, the Gemara doesn't explain what kitzonim are, onions that are also that they grow in the kayets, one appears to me. So they grow in the summertime. They're very dried. Chempuyashalidios. Or you have puashalirios, which is again, Mafud explains, it grows in the field. It's considered a red type of thing that grows. And it's a red, used for a red dye. It's something that grows that's very, goes very, very hard. Grows in soil that you use in fertile soil, but it grows something that you use mostly for dye. You have to go uproot all these things with a spades of wood. Basil says, you can go even with metal. So in other words, you can't uproot them because when if someone goes by and sees you on Shvius uprooting them, it looks like you're plowing the field. It looks like you're plowing, preparing the field for growing, which is usher. So therefore, if you do it in a matrishal eitz, in a wooden thing, which is not normally used, and people see that's not the normal way to do it, and that doesn't look like you're working, because normally people use a metal spade, and therefore they're using it, it shows that you're not using it for the field, therefore there'll be mutter. The Reish Hillel says, even shal eitz you could use, let's say it looks like it's that. No, em b'zeh avodas ha'aretz. The Ma'am Fulda says, we don't afraid of mechsek avoda. Using it, we're not afraid of that. It looks like an avoda, because again, why? Because it's not the way people use it. I mean, it's not the normal way avodas ha'aretz. Even matakas, we're not afraid. That's the kiddush he's saying, basically. Even that, we're not afraid, because people don't use that. It's not done in that way. Umaydim, however, Beishamay's Maida, Bapur Shal Tzolos, regarding this thing that Tzolos is reddish dye thing, Shalikun Osa Matem, you can use metal for them that you can use. Because again, because since these things, no one's going to suspect them from this, these things grow in an area full of stones and rocks, it's not a very good ground, so no one's going to plant over there, no one's really going to use it. So you're going ahead and someone sees you using a metal stud, a rod to uproot them. We're not afraid because no one's going to think you're preparing that rocky ground for planting. It's not right for planting anything, and therefore, even that, the Reish Shammai admits that you can do that. Last halakha of the Mishnah, fourth halakha of the Mishnah. When are you allowed to take a look at the Matzah Shvius? When is that permitted? When is it permitted that we have to concern ourselves that it was grown on Shvius? You can take it right after Shvius. It's permitted right after Shvius. That you can do. These type of things. Grow, since they grow, luf is allowed to be grew before even miyadak hashvius. You could take, you don't have to wait. Come and say mishia b'kadosh. You have to wait until the next crop comes in, and then you could go ahead and remove the luf. You have to, because again, since most of it we say grew in the next year, so what came before we're not kosher, and you could pick it up together with the eighth year. Otherwise, it looks like you're picking up a year that came in shvius. You don't have to wait. You can't do miyad. Because we're afraid that, even though other things itself, Ma'afullah points out, other Yerakos, if you might do that, it's us, you can't do right in the eighth year. But Luf is different, since you have to remove it with a thing from the year before, stuck in the ground, that we're not afraid of an Easter, you can do that, take that away, you're allowed to take that in the thing. And the Chachamim say, no, Miyom Yechad, you can't even do that. Only when the new crop comes in, can you go and take that out. The Gemara will explain you, what are we waiting for to happen? What new crop are we talking about? We'll see. The Gemara will explain that halacha. The Gemara said, "Tomes aluf." Person buries luf. Ad kurim luf. The Gemara said, "We learned halacha legabe din luf, but solim. Well, what are regular onions? Luf is an unusual type of onion that grows leaves with it and grows under the ground. What about a regular onion? Also used in the ground. Is there any difference between luf and not? Between luf and regular betzalim? Why dafka is a mishnah talking about luf? What about regular onions? So the Gemara says, he luf, he betzalim. It's sort of the same thing. We're calling it luf, because that's the standard onions that the people use, but luf is really, it's a type of onion, but really it's the same amount applies to any onion as well. We also disagree, it's not the same thing as luf. Mestabra, it said the onions, even if it's less than that amount, is allowed. They don't show off. Because since regular onions are smooth, they can pick them, they're packed much more together than luf. And therefore, you don't even have, even if you have a small amount, it's good enough. You don't have to have that much. We're more makel by a regular onion as well. Mara Fulda explains. What does that mean? Shafin, chalokin, vein, and tchokka biyaka. They don't stick together so much. They're much thinner. They grow more spread apart, much thinner. And therefore, the process, you don't have to pile them up as much as we said by luf in the Mishnah to make it to show that you're not doing it for that purpose, for the sake of drayim. You're doing it, it's fact that it grows differently. You're allowed to take them right away, different than what we said before, that the halakha is the same, but since the halakha is different, and therefore they don't have any roots, they're growing much smaller, not growing thicker, and therefore you don't have to go ahead and take them out, without afraid that you're going to take them out, that they're going to be, look, you're planting something, because they come out right away from the ground, without having to dig them up, because they grow much thinner. That is the case, what the Mishnah says, the chiluk would be. We'll continue from the Gemara here tomorrow.